Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and Greg Jameson, which we said we were coming back to him after the break. He's in Pier, and of course they're pretty busy today, so we're going to try to get a hold of him. But in the meantime, we've got Mr. Hugh Weber in the studio a little early for us. Hugh, welcome to In the Moment.
It's always great to be here.
It's great to see you. And how's the Potluck Society podcast experience been for you so far? Let's start there.
You know, we are 4 episodes deep, so I think that makes us a top 10% pro as far as expertise. Podcasts come and go fairly quickly, but it has been a wonderful adventure. And I think the feedback now that we're starting to hear from people that have listened to a couple episodes is reassuring that maybe there is a market for ordinary stories and ordinary people.
Do you have people just asking you, hey, what is a podcast? Do you have to define it or put it in context for folks?
Yeah, it's really fascinating how few people have context for a podcast. You know, there's some research we'll talk about in a little bit that Edison Research did, but they found that 55% of people were aware of podcasts, meaning that 45% of human beings in late 2016 didn't know what a podcast was. And I think that's, you know, they know what radio is, they know what audio storytelling is, but this language of the idea of podcasts and the mobility of it, I think, is new enough that people don't necessarily have a grounding in it.
Yeah. So define it. What exactly is a podcast?
So I can't imagine that I would be put on the spot to define podcasts, and that would be where I become speechless.
Right. It is that audio storytelling, yeah,
I think in general terms, it's this idea of a mobile, on-demand type of audio content and audio storytelling. It can be very different. It's a broad spectrum from heavily produced, like This American Life, to just an open-ended interview. I listened to a podcast last night from a small town in New England, and it was an hour and a half of them talking and clearly drinking. and it was fascinating to listen into.
And you didn't want to turn it off? You didn't get...
I found it remarkably compelling.
I mean,
they admitted within the first couple minutes that they had decided to do this podcast over drinks and had decided not to stop drinking. And there was nothing about the inebriation that was important. It was a fluid conversation between friends in an environment. You know, I think that's one of the amazing things about what podcasts can be, is they don't have this expectation of formality. Mm-hmm. And so while they may be produced on the best of mics and equipment, they can be more tactile and more tangible.
Yeah. So Sarah, podcaster from Sioux Falls, tell me about her, because I was, I think I was down with the delightful flu when you came and talked to Kara Hetland about this guest.
That's right. Sarah Warner is an extraordinary human being. She's based right here in Sioux Falls. She has this really diverse background in that she identifies as a writer, but her day job is as a content and UX strategist with a web firm. And now she's got this incredible podcast. And so she has this kind of virtuous circle where she podcasts about writing with Right Now Podcast. And then because of that podcast, Forbes reached out to her and she now writes about podcasting. And so she does this continuous loop that I think is kind of magical. But we really got into this vulnerable conversation. I think we realized very quickly that we both romanticize audio storytelling. And and as she noted, like we're alone now with someone right in their ear. They might be in their car or on their phone. They're listening to us and we're as close to kind of inside their head as one can get. And there's something romantic and powerful and there's a responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time that you sort of were captured by audio storytelling versus, you know, the radio that maybe you grew up with as a kid, playing, you know, a disc jockey playing songs or having a little chat back and forth, but the first time you really heard radio storytelling?
Yeah, some of my earliest memories of radio storytelling come through Paul Harvey. I mean, I think that he was someone that kind of was a voice of my childhood growing up in a smaller community and having these kind of folksy but moral driven stories of average people. I love the fact, you know, kind of the rest of the story model and mystique of let's tell you this really layered, textured story and wait until the very end to tell you who it's about. There
right.
was something, you know, something a little mysterious about his approach, but I thought it was really engaging. I fell in love not too long ago certainly in the last 10 years, a lot of the files from early Studs Terkel interviews were made available, and I'll listen to those in passing. I'll listen to those on long road trips because I think he had this ability to just have a conversation, right? You know, we're our best when we're just connecting with other human beings. And I think podcasts and radio and audio storytelling is its best when it's done the same way.
Now you're going to get me off on a Studs Terkel tangent because I'm a Studs Terkel geek and I only know like 1% of his work, so you could spend the rest of the lifetime. But one of my favorite interviews he does is with Hunter S. Thompson. And Hunter comes on and like refuses to say, I mean, he's just moody. He's being himself. He sort of slouches back in his chair. You can almost see it. And they're talking about which book, I don't remember. And Studs is so unflappable. That's my word for Studs Terkel, because he can have a conversation with Hunter S. Thompson when Hunter S. Thompson declines to participate. And he just starts his enthusiasm for the work and for what Hunter S. Thompson is doing. And pretty soon it's like he can't help it. And all of a sudden it's a conversation between two people. And I remember listening to that thinking that was a marvelous piece of radio and skill on Studs Terkel's behalf, that he could just get anyone to talk. And if you didn't want to, he'd talk for a while until you felt like showing up. And he did.
That's exactly right. And I'm sure the very next interview was probably with the guy shining his shoes, right?
Like right,
this,
exactly.
This ability to go from celebrity to common man so quickly and so dynamically and never lose a beat, never change himself, you know, always with a cigar in hand. I mean, I think he was a magical storyteller that really got it. He would have been an extraordinary podcaster, I think.
Right, right. And so tell me about this NPR tripod sort of initiative. What's that all about?
Right. So we kind of did a switch of episodes with this episode on the Potluck Society because we're right in the midst of this month of March initiative that NPR and, you know, dozens of other podcast producers and hosts and organizations are leading. Their desire is to see an expansion, not only of awareness, but actual listenership. 1 in 5 Americans listen to a podcast every month, which is about 57 million Americans. But we talked about how, you know, 45% of Americans have never heard of them. So the hope with Tripod, which is simply TRYPOD, is that people will look at the people around them, the people they love, the people they work with, maybe even the people that they love that they work with, and they will encourage them specifically to listen to an episode that they think would be meaningful to them. The hope is to increase by a fairly dramatic percentage those folks that are sitting. We know some things about podcast listeners. About 71% of them are listening on their smartphones or on a portable device. About 53% are listening at home. You know, they're these super listeners, about 13% that are listening every week and consuming around 5 podcasts a week. You know, we know some things, but we also know that there's this vast opportunity to expand the reach. You know, the example that jumped out to me in the research I was looking at is that This American Life is on 500 radio stations, and about 2.2 million people listen every week. Another 1.5, not equal, but getting really close, another 1.5 listen on podcasts or listen through the podcast. You know, so the opportunity is dramatic, both in massive programs like those institutions, but also fairly average, ordinary folks just starting a podcast, you know, in Sioux Falls or Milbank or Menno.
And it's not like anybody can, I mean, anybody could do it. The technology is accessible for anybody, but not anyone can do it well enough to where you really want to sit and dig into them. This American Life is an example of something that's really done well. It's compelling. What else are you finding that people are really digging into podcast-wise? Let's talk about some of those ones.
That's right. And I'll maybe make, in the episode this week, I make 3 recommendations, and maybe we talk about that in a little bit. But I put out a post that just said, if you were going to reach out to someone that had never heard of or listened to a podcast, kind of the frame for Tripod, what would you recommend? And immediately had over 40 recommendations. And these are going to come rapid fire. We'll stick these somewhere in the show notes. But, you know, Matthew West from here in Sioux Falls recommended a program called Hearing Voices. Sammy Jolene, who grew up in Rapid City but lives in Denver, said Nerdist, and specifically Nerdist's interview of Jodie Foster was extraordinary. Casey McIntyre, who's in Brooklyn, said Reply All, and specifically, which is a program, Reply All. And she said specifically episodes 3, 5, and 79, which is just amazing. People have such
specific,
right? She didn't want to miss out. But I think people have such a clear sense of what resonates with them. It's maybe no longer a driveway moment when it comes to those podcasts, but it's that moment where you're sitting alone at home on the couch. All you've got is you and your earbuds in, and you're hearing something magic. You know, there was a great piece of research that ComScore said when people turn to podcasts when they're feeling curious, and the result of listening is feeling more connected, intelligent, and energized, which I just thought was what a beautiful gift to be able to give an individual. And it's such a solitary act on both sides of the line. Sarah Warner and I talked at length about how, like, this mystique of being alone and recording the podcast, and we all kind of laughed in the interview, but I was editing it at midnight alone in my basement. You know, like, no joke, no judgment. Right. Like, there's a solitude to that is both helpful and also isolating. And I think the listener side is the same way. You're both feeling more connected and more intelligent, but also you're doing it probably alone. You're probably doing it in the confines of your own head and your own ears, which is an interesting idea that we're alone together or together alone, which
there's modern society.
Certainly a psychologist out there studying it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about some. And if you're just tuning in, my guest is Hugh Weber. He's an SDPB contributor, host of the Potluck Society. We're talking about podcasts. And it's not hard to get started in downloading these if you've got an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone smart device. You just go to my iPhone, Hugh, it just comes up as a podcast app, and I search the Potluck Society, and it comes up.
That's right. Yeah. So on an iPhone or a Mac or an Apple device, it's simply that podcast app, and you can search through iTunes. If you're on an Android device, there are a couple of other great platforms, one called Stitcher and another called SoundCloud. So most podcast producers will also provide them there. There are a couple of different sites to be able to access, but this is a really accessible medium and one that is extremely diverse. You could jump onto iTunes right now, and whether you were interested in, you know, animal husbandry and the the breeding of cattle, or you wanted to learn more about financial instruments that are, you know, particularly good investments right now, I am absolutely certain, pulling those out of my hat, that you would find both of those podcasts out there waiting to be heard.
You know, when I listen, is driving across the state, cue them up in my phone, put them in the order that I want to hear, get in the road, take 6 hours from east to west river, and spend that entire time with podcasts.
Yeah, there's
so South Dakota is a perfect fit
that's
for
right.
podcast listeners.
It is an ideal place both to record them and to listen to them. You're absolutely right. We spend so much time in kind of the great in between, whether we're driving or we're waiting for something to happen, and it is an ideal way to engage the content. You know, I got an interesting message, a close friend, and again, Potluck Society is, you know, four episodes deep, but he sent a note and said his dad, who I'm guessing is late 50s, early 60s, had just binge listened to the Potluck Society and caught all the episodes. Yeah. And it was like, that's an interesting human behavior.
Right. All right. So let's talk about these recommendations you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. So I made three very, very specific recommendations. I've been a listener for a long time and am mildly obsessed with the people. They become members of my family, like I'm certain your voice is to so many people. But the first recommendation is a program called 99% Invisible. It is one of his very, he's been around, Roman Mars has been around for a long while, but it's one of his very first episodes, episode 6. It's called Symbolic, and it's on the small minutiae of flag design. We brought him to Sioux Falls through the ODA organization a couple of years back. He live performed this episode, and it ultimately sparked an effort that's now resulted in an unofficial flag here in Sioux Falls, a flag effort in Fargo, other flag design efforts in Brandon and other locations. So this first episode is Symbolic by Roman Mars, 99% Invisible. I think what's interesting is his style of storytelling. He was an old public radio guy. That's where he got started and transitioned into kind of the new medium and is part of Radiotopia, is that it's such a narrative story endeavor. Is, you know, he's bringing in voices like Ted Kay, who's the head of the North American Vexillological Association. So he's got experts, but it's also that consistency of his voice that draws you in, and the sound design they do.
All right, Hugh Weber, the podcast is The Potluck Society. Do you want to, we had just a minute left. Did you have another?
You know, the only other recommendation I would make is On Bean, which is a great radio program.
On Bean?
On Bean, B-E-I-N-G.
Yep. I thought you meant B-E-A-N.
There's
like,
probably
a
Boston-based On Bean podcast. But Krista Tippett does that program.
Sure.
She releases the unedited versions of the program, and her interview in 2014 with Desmond Tutu, the title was A God of Surprises, is magical. I listened to the unedited version probably 6 or 7 times, the full hour plus. And this man, this archbishop from South Africa, laughs like my Norwegian grandfather.
Right.
And he's my grandfather passed away a number of years ago. And I listened to that program because it sounds like home. It sounds like, you know, someone that I love deeply. And I think that connection that comes through podcasts is magical. So I just encourage anyone to jump on social media, look at the hashtag tripod, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, and find all these incredible new podcasts that are existing out there through this initiative through the month of March.
All right. The Potluck Society, you can find that podcast. And now there's a new In the Moment podcast version of the show. If you go to iTunes, for example, search In the Moment, or you can search Lori Walsh. It comes up under both of those things, and you can listen to our podcast as well. We've got a good driveway moment interview, and then something from our moment in sound, music, and then a poem too. So a couple other podcasts for you to try. Hugh Weber, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.